Welcome, everybody. Let's get started. My name's Craig Morris. This is Mark Florida. We're program managers with the Enterprise Client Management team. Today, we're going to talk about just kind of an overview of what's going on in the enterprise mobility space with regards to Configuration Manager and Windows Intune. We have a ton of other sessions later on this week that'll go into deep dives, but we'll give you a little taster. We'll take some of the limelight away from some of those other sessions just in case you decide to miss those.
Perfect.
All right. Wow, that's loud back there. All right, so what are we going to cover today? So one of the couple of the objectives we have here is to make sure that everybody kind of understands where Microsoft's going in regards to client management, both for PCs as well as mobile devices, and kind of give you, as I said, a taster of some of the features that are coming in the upcoming releases of Windows Intune, or Microsoft Intune, I guess I should say now. Some of the key takeaways, device management is definitely one of the key success criteria for Microsoft, whether those are mobile devices for Windows or some of the other platforms as well. It's critical that as you start working with some of these productivity applications from Microsoft, we provide the best possible experience for you and your end users. And then lastly, of course, make sure you do attend those deep dive sessions that follow. They'll go into some of the configuration, the setup, and deployment of those applications and features that we'll talk about today. Okay, so what's the agenda we're going to go through today? Well, first of all, we're going to start with the vision and the direction that Microsoft is going with regards to mobile device management. Then we'll talk about some of the features and functionality we have today that's available now if you sign up for a trial. And then lastly, we'll talk about some of the upcoming features both for Microsoft Intune. That's just not going to work. For Microsoft Intune, as well as configuration. We've got some of the roadmap that's happening in Configuration Manager in the forthcoming period as well. We start thinking about what's coming soon. There's three areas we're focusing on. First of all, managing corporate-owned mobile devices and how do we make sure that those devices come under management. Second of all, we'll talk about conditional access, making sure those devices are secure before they enter that corporate environment, before they start accessing some of your applications and data, that critical information that's important to you. And then lastly, we'll follow up on how we can manage some of those applications, especially around the Office applications, and do some of that data protection to make sure that, you know, as much as your users might like to make sure they're secure, they do need some help making sure that they're not leaking that data and that information off those devices. So, vision. I think Brad probably put it the best when he actually wrote this in one of his blogs recently. I've actually provided a link here. Brad posts probably every month or so up to this blog. But it's really about making sure that the end users are able to be productive on the devices that they know and that they love, while making sure that the company is secure, making sure that the applications as well as the data, more importantly, that the companies have invested a lot of time, have a lot of IP, are being secured as these users are roaming from device to device, roaming from country to country. So that's our vision. So how do we make that happen? As we said, it's really about, you know, end users today, it's them that are deciding what devices they use. Actually, although interestingly enough, as we started to dig into this and we started talking to customers, it became apparent that users are not necessarily choosing which device they use. They're actually choosing which platform they would like to use. They're very comfortable moving from, you know, build to build, from version to version on various platforms, but they are tending to stick to a particular platform. We start thinking about simplification of management. You know, trying to manage users as they move from one device to another becomes extremely difficult to do. And so, when we started building Configuration Manager, we had this notion of user-centric computing and making sure that you're managing rather at a user level rather than a device. This has continued to become more and more popular in the industry as we move away from focusing purely on an individual device, an individual device type, and moving to more of a user-centric computing. But device management, application management is just part of a larger equation. When we start thinking about these users moving around, it becomes important that we need to make sure we understand what their identity is when they move from on-prem to off-prem to cloud, etc. We need to make sure that we have a common way of understanding who the user is and what access they have capable of doing. Additionally, we need to make sure we have access control and protection on the information. So working with the folks in Microsoft with RMS and making sure that as users are creating those documents and they're loading them up to SharePoint or to OneDrive for Business, making sure that access is controlled and also the sensitivity of those documents is driving how they're managed. And then lastly, desktop virtualization. You know, a lot of applications that have been around for a long time and not necessarily being invested in the future, users are using new devices. They're using their iPads. We have an iPad here. They're using their Android. They're using their RT device. Not all of those applications, obviously, are capable of running on those platforms. This fills that gap where that application is critical to the business but is not necessarily being invested in by the vendor to upgrade, or they're in the process of moving it to more of a flexible platform in which to access that application. So that provides that nice niche gap to kind of fill out that story. We're going to talk about mobile device and application management. You'll notice that the first two things we have up there are around productivity and around applications. It's all about securing those applications and the data regardless of the device. So we've got a bunch of time we'll spend, and Mark's going to do a demonstration on how we secure the Office mobile apps. Then also, how do we provide access to things like email as well as SharePoint and OneDrive for Business if the device is non-compliant, if the device is not under management? How can I make sure that as I start accessing that data on those technologies, that I'm making sure that data is not leaving that device and is secure on that device? And then we start thinking about the device itself and how do we do simplified device enrollment? How do we make it as easy as possible for the user to do the right thing, enrolling that device into management, making sure that device is provided in a secure way? And then lastly, continuing to leverage the investment customers have already made and some of the client management products we have today, such as Configuration Manager. So making sure you have a single admin console that you've already spent time and money deploying, as well as training the administrative staff on how to manage those existing PCs, those users, as they start moving between different devices. So let's talk about that a little bit. So, there's a lot of existing investment today and a lot of expectation around return on investment for those existing technologies that have been deployed. We have a number of customers that have extremely large Configuration Manager deployments, but they want to be able to take advantage of and start managing the users as they move to different devices. So we spent a lot of time working out how we can make that as easy as possible for customers to leverage what they've already got, but still can take advantage of new technologies, new platforms, new capabilities as they come online. A lot of these operating systems, for example, are being updated and deployed to these devices in a 6-month cadence. So how can we make sure that you've got the latest and greatest management software to be able to manage those devices? Well, obviously, we also have a pure cloud-based device management service. Unlike some other folk, this is actually built from the ground up on the service. A lot of it is running on Azure today. It's not hosted VMs. It is actually built as a pure cloud service. We can continue to invest in it. We continue to iterate on it. And we're able to actually make changes in incremental areas of that service as it's being built and as it's being leveraged, rather than having to do full deployments of that environment on a periodic basis. One thing I did want to address, though, is we've got a lot of feedback from especially people that have had a lot of investment in Configuration Manager, that it felt to them that we were investing in Intune all the time and not necessarily spending as much time on Configuration Manager. That's actually not the case. What it basically boils down to is that in order to support this type of management, this type of device management with Configuration Manager, we needed to update both the service, which Config Manager leverages, as well as provide updates to Configuration Manager. It just so happens that because it is an internet-based service, we're able to actually rapidly upgrade that more quickly than we can Configuration Manager. So we actually spent two areas of investment. One is to upgrade the service, make sure we've got the latest capabilities and features in the service, and then we go back and we're actually starting to make changes in Configuration Manager and building channels that allow us to push that new feature set down to Configuration Manager much more quickly than we have done in the past. Okay. With that, I'm going to hand over to Mark, and he's going to talk about, well, that's all great, Craig. You've done some nice marketing speak there. How did we actually pull that off? So I will hand over to Mark.
Great. Thanks, Craig. So in practice, what we have at kind of the root is two architectural choices. You can choose to go with an Intune standalone offering, which is Windows Intune running in a private cloud or a public cloud model. And in that model, you'd have all your mobile devices, whether they be Windows or Android or iOS, all reporting into Intune and then managed through Intune as well. And then the other main offering that we have is what we internally refer to as hybrid offering. What that allows you to do is take an existing config manager infrastructure, build a connector to Windows Intune. And the main advantage of that model is that you're able to manage those devices all through your config manager console. And that's not just simply a system of convenience. What's also nice about that is the workflows. You don't have to go retrain your admin staff in terms of deploying applications twice. You've already trained them in how to do that to PCs. You're able to just follow those same workflows to do the same with a mobile device. So starting to support those mobile devices starts to become very congruent with what you're currently doing today with PCs and laptops. In terms of making a choice, there's some other practical considerations. Currently, right now, our standalone offering has scale limits that you can see on the screen there of up to 50,000 mobile devices. And if you do need to go larger than that, then the hybrid offering has a much higher cap. As Craig mentioned, we're continuing to make investment in our Intune service, so we expect that that number will continue to kind of increase over time. But that's the current state of affairs with how we approach scalability. And then the last piece is when you sort of think about other products that you might be using, other partner solutions, you know, Config Manager has that avenue as well for other solutions that you might be using for other workloads like operating system deployment and other partner solutions that are out there as well. So this is kind of the root topology of what you would go to set up to kind of light up this vision that Craig articulated. In terms of the console, just to kind of dive into that really briefly, and we'll demo some console stuff a little bit later. We have basically two consoles. Windows Intune can be used as a standalone console. In that console, you can manage both PCs and mobile devices, just like that drawing on the last slide showed. And then we have the Config Manager console that can be used as well to manage your PC, laptops, those that have the rich full SCCM agent. And then you're also able to use that same console to manage your mobile devices. The one piece that we did want to make sure we provided a nice, clean experience for the end user. What we wanted to do was make sure that as the end user moved between their different devices, that they had a very familiar pattern to work within. You can kind of see here in the images that there's a level of consistency, but it's unique to each of the platforms. We didn't want, for example, to have a very Windows feel, if you will, show up on an iOS device. That just wouldn't work for the experience that's available in iOS. That's, end users expect a different behavior. So what we've done is we've built experiences that are native to the platforms, but also provide some level of consistency across the different devices so that when users use different devices or different device types, it's not a jarring experience as they move between those devices. Now, in terms of what we manage today, Craig's going to dive into that a bit more.
Yeah, so as we're... Sorry.
Oh, the mic.
The mic had to kick in, sorry. Jumped up out of the seat, kind of freaked people out a little bit. So I was talking a little bit about how we wanted to make sure we could push down updates to Configuration Manager as fast as possible. So one of the things we built with Configuration Manager R2 and the update to the Intune service around the January-February timeframe was the ability to actually push these updates down to Configuration Manager. We called them the extensions for Intune. For those people that have been around Configuration Manager for a while, I like to think of them more as like a feature pack that you're able to push down from the service down to Configuration Manager. What it means is we don't necessarily have to wait for a major upgrade before we can actually provide some of those features and functionality. If we look at how it actually rolls out and how we actually roll this out to a particular customer, basically what happens is we make these features or these updates available to the service. The service then pushes that down to the various Configuration Manager environments that are connected to the Intune service. The administrator is then able to elect to enable those features and those pieces of functionality. Once that's enabled, it goes through and updates the various site server databases. And then once that happens, we're able to then restart the admin console, and automatically the service and the feature are able to be used in that admin console. They have full functionality. So for example, If you look at some of the features we've provided in the last, just in the last 9 months, we've provided additional support for iOS devices. We included the iOS 7 updates. We did the Windows 8.1 update. We already had support for Windows 8. We did Windows Phone 8.1. We provided that as a Intune extension, as well as some of the NOC support. We were able to then push that down as well. And then the email profiles and wipe. So we've had quite a busy year already. We released R2 and an update to the service in October 13. We've had updates in January, May. We've also had some further updates in the September timeframe as well. So that's kind of what we've been up to in the last 6 months. But more importantly, where are you going?
Getting out of your way. Now the fun begins. It's
demo
time.
Now that we've kind of set the stage, we've talked a little bit about our vision. Let's kind of kick it into high gear now, if you like, and talk about some of the things that are coming in both Intune and Configuration Manager in the future.
One more slide.
One more slide. So make sure you're awake. We have a nice bright green slide. Okay. Yeah. All right. So what is coming up in the next couple of months as far as the product are concerned? We focused on three areas, right? First of all was being able to protect and manage mobile device applications with Office. We spent a lot of time working with the Office team, working out how we can actually provide a managed experience with regards to those applications. We've kind of taken a slightly different tact to some of our competitors, because rather than providing necessarily a container, we actually wanted, which is jarring to the end user as they're having to switch between their personal applications and their corporate applications. It's almost like running a VM, if you like, on those devices. We took a slightly different tact on that and said, well, really what we're trying to protect is the actual individual application itself and the data that's used in those individual applications. So what we basically have done is we work with the Office team and we've actually provided a managed environment for those applications. And what we're able to do then is apply settings to those applications that essentially locks down that particular application. It's able to provide certain capabilities as it moves between one managed application and another. But the user's not having to necessarily do a big flip between personal applications and corporate applications. Secondly, conditional access to email and documents. So two things we did in this space was making sure, first of all, that if a device is not under management, they can't get access to email, they can't get access to their corporate documents. Okay. Second thing is, if the device ever falls out of compliance for any reason, such as some of the policies that you can set with conditional access, they will also have those privileges revoked. Right? We want to make sure, first and foremost, that the administrator is able to protect that data that's on the device or that the data that's in the company is secure. And then lastly, wanted to make sure it's really easy to enroll devices. You know, back a year ago, we were talking about BYOD. Well, BYOD's really evolved at the moment. We've got CYOD, we've got task worker devices, etc. We wanted to make sure that as you're rolling out these devices and some of these task worker-based scenarios for these devices, you're able to quickly roll out a bunch of devices to your end users or to specific locations within your corporate environment. So we've made sure that you're actually able to do bulk enrollment of these devices, as well as support Apple Configurator. Okay. So I'm going to switch over now, and we're going to do some demos of some of this work we've been working on. As you may have seen this morning, we did a fairly extensive update to the Intune Admin Console itself. This is very similar to some of the other applications you may have seen from Microsoft. A lot of this is now based on HTML5. Some of it is still based on Silverlight, but a lot of it's now based on HTML5. You'll also notice we have a branding change, so we've changed from Windows Intune to Microsoft Intune. And we've kind of simplified the whole end user experience, the admin experience as well. In this case, what you're actually seeing is an admin console that's specifically configured for mobile device management only. So you'll notice a lot of the types of updates and alerts that you may see if you're managing PCs are not actually visible. So we're moving to a process whereby if there's information that's not important to you, we're not showing it, right? If it's important to you, we want to make sure it's shown up on the screen. You'll notice we have these active tiles, so you can actually click on these active tiles and get information about various devices, various pieces of information in your environment. So I can click on software, for example. I can see the software node. I can see what's going on. I can see at the moment we have no issues. Great thing. As you'll notice, You know, if I do a quick scan of the overview of the dashboard, I can quickly see what's going on in my environment. I can see that everything's okay. I don't need to worry. I can go get a coffee. All right. If I switch over to software, one of the things that will be coming out in the updated version of the service is the ability to target both to target applications for mobile devices for both users as well as devices. So if you have some devices that are being used for specific tasks, you can see now that not only can we target users, we can also target individual devices. Okay. The other thing we've done, we spent a fair bit of time on making sure this was a fairly good experience, is if you go into the service administrators, and let me just, is it control?
There you go.
Go into service administrators, you can see that if I come back, if I go into manage groups, come out of there for a minute. So I've got this particular user, and what I want to make sure that they can do is that they can only administer certain groups within my organization. I don't want them, for example, being able to deploy software to my finance group. I only want them to be able to do my marketing group, for example. So what I can do in here, it's a new node. You can go in and say, I want to manage groups for this user. As you can see at the moment, they can pretty much do administration for all devices and all users. I can remove that. What I can do is I can give them access to deploy policies and software to the hotel lobby. And I'm also going to give them ability to deploy software to mobile devices. At this point, they won't be able to deploy any software to PCs. They won't be able to deploy any policies to PCs. The other thing we've done with mobile device management as far as being able to create groups is when you go to create a group, one of the big requirements we got from customers is be able to create a mobile device group that was empty. And so I can do a static list of mobile devices. So I can target one or two devices or maybe a 100 devices statically without necessarily having to say, oh, I want to make sure I have all of my mobile devices or all of my EAS devices. I can actually go in here. I can actually specify the device I actually want to target, add it to this group, click OK, click Finish. And it's only going to add that particular device to that group. Obviously, we've had that in Configuration Manager for a while, so it's one of those things with other service you can update fairly rapidly. So in this case, you'll see that as I clicked on devices, there is actually only one device in there at the moment, and that's the iPad. Okay. So that's kind of a quick overview of some of the things that are not necessarily being demonstrated in some of the other deep dives. And then Mark's going to talk about some of the other features that are coming out, which are more importantly tied to that larger roadmap.
Yeah, so let me kind of go back to that narrative that Craig talked about on that last slide. So the scenario is kind of rooted with you want to be able to allow your end users to work from any device, but you want to make sure that data is protected. So what I'll do is kind of show you both the end user experience, how that'll kind of look to the end user. But what I'll do first is go through the admin console to just show you probably the medium level view of what type of policies are now available, features that have been added to help support making that happen. So as Craig articulated earlier, there's really kind of two components. The first component that I like to talk about is how you gate access to a corporate service. So the services we're talking about right now are primarily Exchange, SharePoint, the Windows types of services that are there to get email. So the scenario is kind of rooted in you want to make sure they can get corporate email from any device, but you want to make sure that they're only getting access on a device that's managed that is compliant with your policies. So the way that we will light that scenario up is, let me kind of go over here really quick to policies. And what you can see is these new nodes that show up. And this is basically where you're setting in the console that you wish to define conditional access policies for these services. And then what we do product-wise is we reach out to those resources, and we will then control access. You can kind of think of this in a similar lens of what can be done today in Exchange using quarantine and block type of functionality. But what's great about the integration with Windows or with Microsoft Intune is that you're able to use richer information. You're able to use things like, is the device actually managed? Does it meet the compliance standards that I have to gate access into these services? So setting up those connectors isn't too difficult to do. It's really just instantiating a policy that says, I would like to block access if I'm not compliant. And once you check that box, then you've established that connection, that sort of root policy on how the Exchange server itself will handle requests if a device is not managed. Same type of functionality is being worked on for O365. Notice we haven't quite set it up yet because you're actually looking at a live version of the service that we use internally in the product group. So not everything is quite finished yet. And then the same thing here with the SharePoint Online piece as well. But the same sort of fundamental piece where you as the administrator are able to say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and block access. And then later in the sessions, you'll kind of hear about some additional functionality coming on how you might want to roll that out, how you might want to make that kind of a practical deployment scenario for you. And what then our solution does is, if you think about it in two parts, is there's like a wall you want to get through. You only want the device to be able to get through that proverbial wall of the email server if it's managed. But then once the device is deemed managed, then it could have email come down to it. It can be stored on the device, and you want to make sure that it can't leak off. You want to make sure that it can't be copied either manually by the end user, or you want to make sure that they just can't accidentally save information somewhere. And if you think about the scenario of email, you also then start to think about it in much broader terms than just a simplistic email message. It starts to become, how are attachments handled? How are URLs that are embedded inside the email handled? How do you make sure that you can protect and provide a holistic experience for your end users? Because you don't just simply want to send them some plain text email and then they get an attachment. You want to make sure that when that attachment launches, that it launches in a secure environment on the device that you, as the administrator, can control. Same thing with URLs, same thing with everyone else. So that's the experience we're creating here. So let me show you what those policies first look like, and then I'll cop over to the device really quick. So, sorry about that. So in terms of the config policies that you'll see is, it's better if I just kind of open it up in this view. Just a second. So what you'll see is we've added in new policy types into Intune. And the ones that are there on the top of the screen are the policies that you can set on a new managed browser that we'll be providing. So where the managed browser becomes interesting is when you're, again, getting an email, let's say in the Office app for email, and you want to make sure that you can launch or provide access to an internal site or to some content that's web-hosted that you want to protect. You can have your users use a secure browser that's delivered through Windows or through Microsoft Intune. This is going to kill me, this branding change. The other set of policies, which I'll kind of crack open and walk you through in a second, are about managing application controls. So if you want to be able to block, copy, paste, but it's really what you might see in the market today around a container. You sort of think about things like, you want to make sure that kind of the mental image to think about is that it's a container, it's where you can protect, you can keep corporate data in a safe and secure place. But again, what Craig mentioned, one of our main differentiations, we believe, is that our container isn't visible. It's integrated directly into the Office applications themselves. And as a result, the end users don't have a disjointed experience. They're using the Office apps that they like on iOS, and as a result of that, they get a nice kind of consistent experience. They don't have to be retrained to use special, MDM type of apps in order to get that same level of containment. So let me hop out of this really quick. Let me just show you a little glimpse of what some of these settings looks like, because this will give you a good view of what controls are possible. So at the top of the screen here, there's a set of controls which are very much around how do you prevent data leakage. So let's say this is a policy for Office applications that's managed in the kind of iPad that I have here. And what you're able to do with these policies is do something just as simple as this text reads. You want to make sure that this Word document I'll show you, you want to make sure that they can save that only to OneDrive for Business, that they can't save it to iCloud so that it can kind of leak outside that managed container, if you will, that we have. You want to make sure that they can't accidentally copy and paste information, and I'll show you what that experience looks like on the device. But these, in essence, are kind of your data leakage, data leakage prevention type of controls that are available. What you have at the bottom of the screen is a set of functionality around how you access an application. So one of the things that we've heard from customers is that there tends not to be a singular solution that works for all situations when you're talking about how to protect information on a device. In some situations, you might want to manage the entire device. You might just want to set a pin on the device, make sure encryption is enabled, and treat it like it's a device that's locked down. And that's it, done. There's other situations where maybe it's a personal device and your end users are sort of pushing back and they're saying, I don't want to put a device pin, my end users just don't like it. So what you're able to do here with this top setting is you're able to put a pin just on the managed apps themselves. So if they do open up corporate email, for example, they get a pin at that point in time. They don't get a pin prompt if they're just logging into their device normal. Or maybe there's a conflict in the policy. So what it allows you to do is start to manage at a higher level. So the way we see managing these modern devices, again, is it's not one solution for everything. It's, in our opinion, more of a layered approach that you can use to meet your particular needs. Layer one is managing the device level, which is about managing those device-wide PIN policies, making sure the device is encrypted. Layer two is about managing the actual apps themselves. And managing an app isn't meant to be necessarily a singular thing. You tend to want to have those corporate applications, those managed applications, be able to freely communicate with one another so that you can have a good, productive experience between those applications. And then the third layer, which I'm not going to do a demo for, is it's a scenario I think you already know about, which is around rights management. If you do need to manage just specific pieces of data, like a file, differently, then that's where rights management can come into play to make sure that you can really protect that information, maybe different than how you might want to protect all corporate information that sort of exists on a device. All right, so now what I'm going to do is hopefully this cutover works correctly. Do you remember the number, Craig?
That's the iPad.
This one? All right, great. Okay, fantastic. So I don't know how to actually point on this screen, so I'll kind of draw your eye to the bottom the bottom row there. And what you can see is the set of managed Office apps. They show up to the end user just like the apps. They go to the Apple Store today, they install them. They look the same, they feel the same, and that's what we want. We want that experience for the end user to not have to create a switch. We don't want them to be retrained. We know that the download volumes of those Office apps in the Apple Store are quite high. We like that, that's awesome. We want to keep that going, and we don't want to have some jarring experience for the end user. You'll also notice it's kind of a globe thing that's on the bottom there. That's the managed browser application that I mentioned earlier. So that is just like, I'll show you kind of a demo with Word and Excel, but you can actually do very similar things with that managed browser, be able to kind of control the information that gets exposed there. And see PowerPoint too. So let me kind of show you, kind of a very simplistic demo. And here's the pin that's set just on that individual app. Let me get Excel ready. So here's my top secret information. It's an image. And what I'm able to do, let me work the touch screen a little better. So I'm able to copy that image. Hopefully that showed up okay. And I'm able to then move back to Word, which is a managed application. and I'm able to, you know, paste that information. And you can do other things, obviously. This is just simplistic just for effect, so you can actually see a box move across the screen in a large room. But the point there is these managed applications, you can configure the policies to allow interaction. And that's what you want. You want to kind of create that same feel of having that suite work together and have sort of a free flow of information. However, the one thing you don't necessarily want to have happen is you don't want that end user to go into email, for example, and be able to send that image. So you notice there isn't a paste option on the screen. Now, if you go into the managed email app, the one that's part of the Office suite, then you can allow that. And our policies are also going to be flexible enough so you can choose. You know, if you have end users that are demanding the use of the native experience for email, which we know that a lot of people like that, which is great, then you can set up the policies to kind of allow different levels of interaction. So they don't necessarily have to be just the Office apps working together. You can allow some level of interaction, if you so choose, to work with the native experiences as well. Our solution can then also work in conjunction with the open-end management policies that are available in iOS, so that you can create, using even just the native app, a reasonable experience to control data leakage on those devices as well. Just the only real important thing is you just need to make sure that that email profile that the end user is using in this native experience is one that MDM delivers. And once it's delivered through MDM, then the administrator can control that data. You could do a selective wipe, for example, on that. So that's kind of it at a, you know, kind of a glance here. Was there anything else you
wanted? I was just going to show this. So this is how we actually deployed the Excel application itself and how we assigned that policy to it. So you can see we're looking at the Excel application here for iOS. You can see the other thing is that we've actually targeted this to the corporate iPad. So this is a device targeted application. We've set it so that you can actually do a required deployment. And then what you're seeing here is that we've also assigned that application management policy on, let me just move over, and you can see that we've assigned the Office for iPad application policy. And that particular policy actually had the PIN, whereas the other policy that we had deployed for Word didn't require a PIN. Right, so we've actually got two separate policies being targeted at different applications depending on how they may be used. So that's how we tied all of that together. We were able to say we're going to deploy the managed application of Excel, we're going to set some policies on it, and we're going to target it at a set of devices. Just want to tie that together.
Oh, yeah, perfect. All right, so let me kind of return here to the PowerPoint. Which one was it, Craig? Podium?
8.
Yep, great. Okay, so I lied, we had one more slide. So this one's a little bit long. So with Configuration Manager, you know, we're gonna, in the next calendar year, this is kind of a view of what we're looking to invest in. What I thought would be good was sort of frame this in terms of the notice all the cameras.
Well, the cameras
popped on. Sorry. So what I wanted to do is just sort of walk through the release vehicles that we have. And what I mean by that is just the kind of the products you're likely to see manifest. And then I kind of walk through through these items in a good amount of detail. So at a broad stroke on this slide, what you see is a new version of Config Manager next calendar year. What we're also looking to do is update both CM12 and SC and 2007, and then also another version of MDT. So let me kind of drill into each of those products to kind of tell you what the narrative will look like in that space. So with Config Manager, v.next, whatever the name is going to be, there's going to be a huge amount of investment in supporting Windows 10. If folks, you know, I'm hoping everyone here in this room has a chance to go to those Windows manageability sessions. Windows is putting a lot of effort into the enterprise experience for Windows. They're building, you know, a ton of really good capabilities that are going to be there to help really complete a really good enterprise story for a number of mobile productivity scenarios that I think are just going to be great. There's also, you know, so with that, you sort of picture not just application compatibility with this next version of Config Manager. You'll be able to do the same features that we have in the product today. You'll be able to deploy using operating system deployment. You'll be able to patch software distribution, et cetera. But Windows itself is lighting up a whole bunch of new capabilities that are specifically targeted to the enterprise. I would kind of do it a disservice to go too deep into each one of those categories. But what Config Manager is going to do is have a bunch of just features that are developed to manage those devices as well. Kind of a good example of one is updates. So Windows is moving to a model, and they've made a lot of improvements to make the upgrade experience, moving from one version of the OS to a next, a much more robust, good experience, which is going to be great. And as a result of that, we on the Config Manager team are working on adapting the task sequence to provide a really guided experience around upgrade to kind of address some of the pain points that have existed in the past. Because what we'd like to do is try to move customers more and more towards a model of performing upgrades. And I know in the past that's been a bit of a challenge, due to app compat reasons and for other pieces. And this isn't to say that the traditional wipe and reload model is going away. It'll still be there. We'll still support it. And, we know that that's important. But we also know that if you start to get into, a world where, Windows is evolving and OS updates start to come out faster and faster, having a much better upgrade experience is critical. So we're investing, money in making that experience much better in Configuration Manager. Other kind of changes, that are coming about is, there's a lot of improvements being made in Windows around the enterprise experience for the universal applications that are in Windows. So we are making appropriate changes in our products to be able to manage those. And pretty much every one of those Windows features that you might see this week or hear about, you sort of think about Config Manager lighting up that feature functionality. And again, it's beyond just application compatibility. And the same thing, for Microsoft Intune customers as well, we have that same focus as well, is that, that needs to be supported. So I know I didn't specifically address that earlier when we were talking about Intune. The second bullet is one that is a little bit difficult to describe because it isn't necessarily a benefit that you'll realize right away. So what's happening is that Windows is being, again, made more easily updatable. And along with that is then the likelihood of updates coming out more frequently, which then puts a bit of a tax on Config Manager. And with Config Manager, I think most people in the room know that, our traditional pattern is new OS comes out, new Config Manager version is required. I see a lot of nodding, hopefully not pitchforks. That causes a few problems. The problem is you don't want to necessarily hold up a deployment of the new operating system waiting to do a Config Manager deployment. So there's sort of this fundamental just app compat issue. The other problem is that if you start to increase the velocity of OS changes in terms of new features coming out, it just becomes untenable. You just can't go and update your Config Manager infrastructure, monthly, quarterly, yearly. That just becomes a lot to go do. So what we're doing, and the reason I said that this is a little bit tough for me to explain from kind of a value perspective, is that we're putting a lot of core, what I call plumbing changes, into Configuration Manager to make it more updatable. And what this will manifest itself as is you can almost think of it as a way to get, I call them internally add-ons. I don't know if that's the right way to describe it. But they're basically a way to apply extensions or add-ons to an existing Config Manager hierarchy and not require server reboots, not require client changes. So what we've had to do is basically put a lot of plumbing changes in to make our product easier to consume new features that are yet to be developed, which is a bit challenging because you need to have enough of a general infrastructure so that you can apply these new updates in a manner that then doesn't necessitate certain acts like rebooting servers, such as changing clients, that then usually puts in a much heavier change control process in place. Because we know that it's not just the technical act of doing an upgrade that we have to address, it's also making sure that the valid sort of change control concerns can be alleviated so that customers are actually able to apply updates in a much faster cadence. So this line item is for us to just kind of fix a lot of how Config Manager just works, how it can be updated, or even make some very core changes in some of the features that we have, our infrastructure components that we have, so that when updates are applied, they have really no, you know, severe impact on the functioning of the hierarchy. And this is something that would then, you know, benefit-wise, would come to fruition when Windows makes the next update. You basically get an add-on applied to your hierarchy. You know, voila, didn't have to go do an upgrade, which we think is great. And then the last piece, which is just kind of a blanket statement of, we've gotten requests from customers, field, you name it, and across all of our different feature areas, and we're making a set of improvements, kind of across the board in areas. You know, making a good number of changes in content distribution. We've gotten feedback throughout the years that content distribution is basically the lifeblood of the product. You know, it's extremely important for it to be, reliable, easy to troubleshoot. So we're making some, what I would call tactical changes there, but they're super important as a net total, and it's just too difficult for me to go into the details of what exact changes those are right now, but you can just sort of think about those as really increasing the reliability over, WAN links that may not be quite as predictable as we might like, or maybe when something does go wrong, making sure it cleanly manifests itself in the Config Manager console, so you don't spend valuable time actually trying to figure out what's broken. You can really isolate where a problem is and go move in that direction. Other areas that we are investing into, just to kind of, tease out a few areas, is in application management. Application management was a huge investment area for us in, SCCM 2012. It's been several tech heads ago. I remember first talking about that.
Talked about that first time.
Yes, we did. Yes. So, we're making performance improvements, and mainly what we're noticing is that the use of the application model, especially when you get into more exotic, complex scenarios where you have, let's say, super seed-ins, or when you're using it for the modern applications where they tend to rev a lot. People make changes to these modern apps a lot faster than what they are doing for Win32 apps. That we just need to have a model that is much more performant, that can be, which can just sort of work for these kind of newer scenarios. So making a lot of, important changes there that we've gotten through customers as well. So that's kind of the biggest, kind of the broad view of what we're doing in kind of Config Manager V.next, or whatever the name is going to be again, is a ton of work supporting Windows 10. So it's like app compat, existing Config Manager scenarios. It's also just a litany of new scenarios coming in Windows 10, which are really good for the enterprise. So I strongly encourage you to go dig into that this week. And then we'll be writing management UI on top of that to, light up those scenarios and, provide, help bringing those to the enterprise. And then the last piece is just, it's kind of too expansive to talk about, but it's really just a design change request is what we call them internally. But it's just, go make existing features better. We got a big customer base. We want to kind of, make sure we're addressing those needs in terms of how to operate, how to, take care of some of those friction points that are there. So that's kind of that V.next product. Going back to what I said before, when a new version of Windows comes out, we no longer want to be in kind of that conversation in terms of having to upgrade Config Manager to get there. We want, if you're using one of our mainline supported products, we want to make sure that you're able to deploy and manage the next version of Windows without a major upgrade. So that's really what that next bullet is saying for kind of R2 and SP1 as well, is that we'll likely need to release an update. I don't know if it's going to be another service pack or if it's going to be a CU, but there's at least one thing I know we need to do, which is update our platform table to list out Windows 10. But there's likely some other bugs that we'll find as we do application compatibility work. So there'll be some form of an update, and it's really targeted at make it light, make it not a bunch of hidden features, just go provide app compat so that customers can hopefully rapidly deploy it in a hierarchy, and then they'll get it so that they don't have to go through a major upgrade experience, which should hopefully then help with the velocity of getting Windows 10 deployed and managed in the environment as well. Yeah.
So the way to think about that is everything you can do today for Windows 8 and Windows 7, you'll be able to do for Windows 10 when it's available. We'll make sure that you have those updates to your environment. Everything you can do today, you'll be able to do today with the new operating system. It won't necessarily have all the new feature set that is being provided in Windows 10, but everything you can do today in 8, you'll be able to do in 10.
Yeah, no, and thanks for stopping me there, because you reminded me of a critical point I just want to reinforce, because people then usually ask this question, is that when I say Windows 10, like managing Windows 10, I mean both client and server.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the server name is yet, if they've disclosed that, but that next version of Windows, client or server, that's kind of the scope of what I'm talking about. Okay, third bullet is, third giant character line item, is the System Center 2007 release. So as much as we'd like the world to be on 2012, we know that there's still some customers, some important customers that are using 2007. And in the spirit of the previous point, we want to make sure that we're not blocking, the adoption of Windows 10. So what we're going to do with that is put, what I would probably describe as a reasonable amount of effort into application compatibility for Windows 10 in 2007. There is the reason I'm kind of picking my words carefully is that we will not support operating system deployment features for Windows 10. That's actually congruent with what we've done in the past. The root of the problem, if you're wondering, all has to do with the WAKE. I apologize for not knowing the acronym, but because they swapped out the WAKE with the ADK many years ago. And that's why, up till this point, we've taken that same tactic with 2007. So app compat for 2007 is more of a what we would call client support. So the device is already running Windows 10. You can install the Config Manager client. Which then brings us to the last item, which is Microsoft Deployment Toolkit. There'll be another version of that coming out as well. That, again, is to support compatibility deployment of Windows 10. You can use that in conjunction with 2007 to kind of facilitate the closure of the complete scenario. Use MDT to deploy, use Config Manager 2007 afterwards to manage Windows 10. All right, so that's kind of Config Manager vNext at a nutshell. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we wrap up?
No, I think the key thing, we talked a lot about Configuration Manager here. When you're reading some of those top-level items about what's going to be happening in the next version of Config Manager, the same is true for the Intune service. So as we're going through and making updates to Config Manager vNext, which just slides off the tongue.
Yes.
We'll also be making updates to the service as well. For those customers that are using the Intune service standalone, we'll be making those updates around how do we provide better manageability with the Windows 10 platform. Maybe obviously, as it is a service, we're able to make those updates also for customer feedback issues that are causing problems. We'll make sure we're updating those as well. I mean, if you think about it, as we talked about, one thing we probably should talk a little bit about is that, as Windows 10 and beyond moves to more of a regular cadence, so will the management products from Microsoft. So at the moment, Intune's on about a quarterly release cadence. We would obviously like to update that to something more in line with maybe a monthly update. And then Config Manager as well. The plumbing that that Mark talked about in that second bullet point about making it more updatable, again, we want to move to the point where we can do that on a more rapid basis. As various platforms, including Windows 10, start iterating, it's not like it's going to get any slower. So we need to also adapt as well and become faster at deploying those updates as well.
Yeah, and thanks for jumping in again, because you reminded me of one other piece. So timing, I failed.
You'd think we'd plan this, but we really haven't.
Yeah, so I failed to put kind of timing on this slide for the next version. There's actually a reason behind that, is that the date for vNext of Config Manager is heavily dependent on the Windows 10 release schedule, which is the Windows team and how they'll have their schedule. So common question I get when I've just recently started talking about this is some people will ask, like, when's the first beta coming out? I wish I had that answer. I just don't. We'll hopefully get more information soon on kind of the overall schedule. We posted a blog a few weeks ago when Windows 10 got announced, the naming, to sort of tee this conversation up that, yes, we are having some new releases, but there's really no new information yet. And we'll know more on exact timing as we kind of know more about what Windows 10 is looking like, because we'll need to kind of arrange when our releases come out to be in alignment with them. That doesn't necessarily mean same day, so don't read into that. But what it does mean is that, this will be kind of a critical thing there to support Windows 10's new feature functionality.
Yeah. And as far as that's concerned, the other thing to think about is these are the big rocks, if you like, of that release. It's not like we're not going to be doing anything as far as iOS or Android or things like that. It's just that these happen to be the big rocks that we're working on. These are the big rocks we're working on with Microsoft at this point. So this might be a bunch of other work we're doing for iOS and Android as well. We really want to make sure that customers are able to manage the users and their data associated with their company regardless of the device. So I think if you click to the next slide as far as the key takeaways, hopefully we've given you some insight in kind of the vision and future of client management within Microsoft. We really do think holistically about all the platforms that those users are using. If nothing else, we're a lot more user-centric than we have been in the past, and we've been doing user-centric for quite some time. We gave you a little taste. We didn't want to take too much thunder away from some of the other deep dives. They're going to be able to go in and tell you exactly how those policies work, how they flow, etc., and really give you an idea of how to actually configure and run some of these features. And it really is critical to Microsoft success management. It's amazing just how many conversations we are now in across Microsoft on how do we manage, whether it's applications, it's devices, etc. Mark, myself, and a bunch of the other team that are here as well spend at least 50% of our time talking about how we can improve the experience for Microsoft. As much as we'd like to make sure we can manage all the devices the users are using, one of the things we really want to make sure is that the Windows devices are first and foremost have premier support in that space.
All right, so lastly, we kind of hinted at it, repeatedly. This is the overview. So, really kind of the deep understanding of, what's coming, what we currently have is really going to be driven in these sessions, and I'm hoping I didn't forget one here. But strongly encourage you to attend these. There's another kind of set of, material that, around kind of Windows, where it's going. I'd strongly encourage you to look at that because there's heavy emphasis on the enterprise and that release as well.
Yeah, so if we just run through these, for example, the Wednesday one's going to drill into how do you actually deploy Intune with Configuration Manager. Wednesday's going to focus on how do you actually secure those devices, how do you make sure, as far as conditional access, things like that, you're able to protect those devices from accessing corporate resources. Thursday, we have a couple of folk actually in the audience. They'll be actually presenting on mobile application management and diving in how do you actually deploy those managed applications, how can you actually provide and deploy your own applications in a managed way. And then lastly, we'll talk about some of the corporate-owned mobile scenarios and how do we take these mobile devices and make them more of a task worker type deployment. How do we secure them? Maybe they're running an application, maybe they've got a couple of URLs, but how do we secure them so they're not necessarily being used for a bunch of other purposes? Maybe you're giving them out not only to your end users, but also your customers to use. How can you secure them and secure the data that you might be accessing? You want to wrap it up?
I think that's it. So, hey, thanks for attending. If anyone has any questions, please come up here. I believe both Craig and I have booth duty, this week. So, if you got questions you want to follow up with us on, swing by the booth as well, or come up here for right now. We got about 15 minutes to go to answer questions. So it's just easier if people come up here. But thank you, everyone, for attending.
Thank you.